Hello and welcome to this demonstration of configuring VHD with Native Boot. My name is Brad Joseph. Now I want to run through a couple of basics about VHD with Native Boot, and you probably know this already, but I think it's good to review. VHD with Native Boot is a simple VHD file or virtual hard disk that contains a Windows image or a WIM file, and you can use that to start your computer. Now, Native Boot allows the VHDs to run on a computer without a virtual machine or a hypervisor. And you probably know this already, but the hypervisor is a layer of software that sits just below the operating system that runs the virtual machine. And the key here is that the Windows 8.1 image file that is deployed to the VHD, and the VHD file, it can be copied or moved to different systems or different computers. And so there is the absence of this hypervisor. So Windows 8.1 manager later on, we'll see in this demonstration, but Windows 8.1 boot manager is configured so that you can boot directly to the VHD. And so in our demonstration, you'll see that we'll have a Windows 8.1 computer, and when you start it up, you'll have this choice of using the operating system that's on that system, already installed on that computer is Windows 8.1, or you can actually use the one, you can boot to the one 8.1 version of Windows 8.1 on that VHD. Now, a bit about what we have for the requirements for VHD with Native Boot. First thing, local disk must have two partitions or more, and these two partitions are the system partition, and that system partition will have Windows 8.1 boot environment and boot configuration data store. The second partition is a virtual hard disk partition. This partition contains one or more VHD or VHDX, which is an extended greater capacity virtual disk, and this is Windows 8 or newer files, so Windows 8, 8.1, you get the picture. And lastly, you need enough physical space to expand the dynamic virtual hard disk to their maximum size. So this means you kind of anticipate how big that disk could be. Also, take into consideration these page file creation that's done while you're booting from the virtual hard disk. So, you know, get an idea what that maximum size is, and it doesn't hurt at all to take that size just a bit larger than what you might anticipate just to play it safe. So, our next step here is let's just launch into the demonstration. I'm going to hop over to my Windows 8 machine, and you'll see here it's just a standard start screen. I'm going to go out to the command prompt. So I'm going to do a search for it. And there we are, the command prompt. Now I'm going to need to run this as an administrator, so right click, run as administrator. And there we are at the command prompt. I'm going to open it up a bit so we can see it. First thing I want to do is I want to run disk partition tool. So D-I-S-K-P-A-P-A-R-T. Hit enter. There we are. Now, if you know a bit about disk partition, there are a few parameters. And if you're curious, you should probably familiarize yourself with, you know, some of these parameters. But one thing I always do, because I constantly find myself coming back to this and forgetting bits and pieces, so I type in question mark, and this gives you a list of the parameters and what they do. We'll be using one or two of these throughout this demonstration. What you might want to do as well is go out to TechNet and look for the, there's a very good guidance actually on disk part. So go ahead and take a look at that, and there's guidance and also some, you know, sample scripts. But what we'll be doing next is we'll be selecting a virtual disk. Now I've got a cheat sheet down here because fumble fingers, and I'm afraid I'm going to type in the wrong thing. So I'm going to go ahead and copy this. Before I do that, actually, I want to run, I'm going to take a look at what we're doing in terms of directory structure on this computer. On this computer, this PC, we have a C drive and an E drive, and C is where we have our Windows 8.1 operating system. You'll see that we have Windows, all the Windows directory and that sort of thing there pop up. And there's this E drive on here. Now, the E drive has the virtual hard disk for Windows 8.1 we'll be using and the drivers, and we'll be injecting drivers shortly. But I want to give you an idea of what we have, those two drives at this point. So I'm going to type in a command, select virtual hard disk, select vdisk, file equals E, we just saw that drive, Windows 8.1 VHD. So that's been selected, go ahead and hit enter, and that's been successfully selected as the virtual hard disk file. So far so good. The next thing we'll want to do is we want to attach that vdisk, so simply just type in attach vdisk, see what happens. All right, it says over here 100% complete. attach. Diskpart successfully attached the virtual hard disk file. Now notice something that's happened here. We've got a couple of things that have just popped up on us here. One is F, and this is these two directories. Let's pay attention more to G. I think that's probably the more interesting of the two. G, let's keep a note of this, but this is where all these files are, the Windows files are, and now they're on this machine. So we take a look at this as a drive for G. And so that's what we've done, what we're seeing now that we've attached this particular virtual disk. I'm going to close those out because they're not really necessary for the next part. And I'm actually going to close out of this. Exit. So I've just left that. Now what I'm going to do is our second part, which is we're going to add a new device driver to the VHD image. So I'm going to do the following command. I'm going to write DISM first. To give you an idea of what this is, I'm going to just put in... Oh. There we are. There are some of the parameters. Now, DISM is another one of those tools that's really well documented on TechNet, and you're going to want to go out and familiarize yourself with those. But for the most part, it's the deployment image servicing and management tool used very often for those of you out there that deploy. So many of you probably know this like the back of your hand. But DISM enumerates, installs, uninstalls, configures, and updates features and packages in Windows images. The commands that are available depend on the image being serviced and whether the image is offline or running. So lots of commands here. We're just going to use a couple. And I'm going to once again just go ahead and type in a couple of commands. Copy this over and we can take a quick look at what we have. Oops, made a mistake. All right, we have here is we're going to add the drivers. I'll take a look at here on our cheat sheet here. DISM, the image on the G drive, add driver from E, and we're just going to go ahead and fire that up and let it run. So this is our driver injection stage. Looks like they're rolling out quite a bit. Okay, it looks like the operation was completed successfully. I'm going to start up another instance of the command prompt and begin that as administrator just to clean things up a bit. Now the next command, next thing we want to do is we want to run bcdedit. And let's just take a look at what that's all about. And again, lots of information here. I keep pointing you back to TechNet, but that's really the place to go if you want to get the full story on this. I'm going to read a bit of this because I just want to put it in a context. Modifies the boot configuration data store. The boot configuration data store contains boot configuration parameters and controls how the operating system is booted. These parameters were previously in the boot INI file, this is back in the BIOS-based machines, or in the non-volatile RAM entries, and we're talking about UE, extensible firmware, interface-based operating system. So that's pretty much what we're going to do here. I'm going to head back down to the cursor, and the command I'm going to put in here is bcdedit, and what we want to do is just take a look at how things went. So V. Now let's get to the top here. All right, so we have Windows Boot Manager. Really the most important things are here, the bootloader. Windows bootloader, the first instance here is our description is the Windows 8.1 VHD. That's the identifier, the description of the virtual hard disk that has the Windows 8.1 operating system on it, the one that we can boot from or soon shall be able to boot from. The next one, if you look down, another bootloader entry here, Windows bootloader entry. And if we get down to the description, we see that it's Windows 8.1. That's the one that's loaded on the Windows 8.1 machine already. So what we want to do actually is go up here And you see this identifier here? This one in the curly braces? We want to grab that. And when you're doing this, it's important to get the curly braces and everything that's inside of that. So I've grabbed that, and I'm just going to set it down here in my kind of cheat area. And this puts us at the third stage of our demonstration, which is step three. It's just start the computer from a virtual hard disk with Native Boot. So I'm going to head over and click, and I'm going to restart this machine. So let's go ahead and restart. Now, this will take a minute or so to restart, so we should be back shortly. Okay, here we are. We're back at the startup screen. Choose an operating system. You'll notice here there are two tiles here, one Windows 8, and there's one for Windows 8 VHD. That's the one I'm going to choose. So right now we'll be booting VHD with Native Boot. This could take some time. Log on, so log in as my account. Here we are at the startup screen. Now, one thing I want to point out is if right here on this PC, you'll notice that we are actually on the VHD right now. We are running Windows 8.1, but you see the same drives that we saw when we were booted from Windows 8.1 from this computer. So we see the C drive, the D drive, that system reserve that was built, and the all files drive, which had our drivers and our VHD on there. So you see all of that. And it's essentially the same experience you would get from booting from Windows 8.1. So it boots very quickly. I actually cannot determine any difference between booting from Windows 8.1 or from this VHD using Windows 8.1. So it's very, 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 very quick. Well, here we are at the start screen. We're at our fourth and final step. And what we'll do here is run the command prompt. So let's go ahead and do that from the start screen. I'm going to run that as administrator. Here we are. Now, what we'll do here is we want to take a quick look here. So let's just go BCD, edit, V. And you remember before we spoke a bit about this, but we have the, I'll just do a quick summary here. We have the bootloader entries here. And bootloader here for the VHD and the Windows bootloader for actually the 8.1 Windows operating system. If you remember correctly, I captured this for the VHD. Now make sure you got the right one here. And I get all of the curly braces and I copy it. And then what I do is I run the following command. I run BCD edit, delete, and then that identifier. Again, make sure you have the right one. I'm going to go out and double check just because I get a bit worried about this. Fair enough, I think we got it. Good. And that looks about right. And we'll run it. Operation was completed successfully. It's actually that simple. So what I'll do now is close this out and restart the computer. And what the expectation is, of course, is where when we restart, we won't have that selection for running the VHD with 8.1. We should just boot right into Windows 8.1. So I will close this computer down and wait for it to come back up. Do a restart. And we'll be back again in just a moment. This could take a few moments, but the expectation is there it is. It just boots right to Windows 8.1. We don't get that selection of Windows 8.1 and the virtual hard disk with Windows 8.1. So we just go ahead and log on as we ordinarily would. And this will take us right to our Windows 8.1 machine. So let's do a quick review of what we did in this demonstration. First off, here we are, configuring VHD with Native Boot using Windows 8.1. Okay, now the very first thing we did is we did a driver injection. So we added drivers to the virtual hard disk with Native Boot. The next thing we did is we configured Windows 8.1 to start from this virtual hard disk with Native Boot. And the third thing we did is we started the computer from the VHD with Native Boot. That went well. We went ahead and we removed the hard disk from Native Boot, did a restart, and we were right back to where we started with that Windows 8.1. And so that concludes this demonstration of configuring VHD with Native Boot. I appreciate you spending the time taking a look at this video. Thank you.